请我们来看传道书。
Turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter one.
第二节。
Verse two.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, verse 2. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
传道书的开始是虚空。
The beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes talks about meaningless.
但是如果我们读传道书的最后一章，十二章。
If we come to the last chapter of the book, in chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这些是都已经听见，终于就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Now all have been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter: fear God and keep His commandments.
传道书的结论就是要敬畏神。
The conclusion of Ecclesiastes is to fear God.
这是人的本分。
For this is the duty of man.
那传道书是所罗门王。他生活的体验不只是一个理论。
Ecclesiastes is the experience recorded by King Solomon and not only just in theory.
那从他的体验他不断地去思想然后把它写出来。
From his experience, he pondered and meditated and wrote it down.
我们大家都知道所罗门在地上很有智慧。
We know that King Solomon is full of wisdom on earth.
但是他生活的内容并没有神。
But the content of his lifestyle does not contain God.
所以他的结论是虚空的。
And therefore his conclusion is everything is vanity.
所以传道书最重要的开始就是要拆掉我们旧的观念。
The most important thing in Ecclesiastes is to remove the old concept.
就是没有神我也可以活得很好。
The concept is, without God, I can still live my life.
没有神，我的人生也很有意义。
Without God, my life is full of meaning.
这个如果没有拆掉，一个人没有办法彻底的爱神。
If a person does not remove this concept in him, he cannot totally love God.
唯有我们彻底的觉悟，没有神，不管你有什么成就，不管你追求什么，到最后是空的。
Because if we can realize that at the end of our life, without God in all the things that we achieve and all the things we live, everything will be meaningless.
空就是零，就是没有意义，没有价值。
Meaningless is zero, is without value and without price.
那我们有这个觉悟，
if we have this realization,
我们的观念才会改变。
Our concept and mentality can be changed.
我们的生活才会改变。
Our life can be transformed.
所以传道书不是叫人要灰心消极。
Ecclesiastes is the intent of Ecclesiastes is not for person to be in despair and to be discouraged.
其实传道书是要把人从世界上所谓积极的生活，从传道书看起来这是消极的。
It is in fact to look at all the passiveness in life and to turn it to be more positive.
所谓在这个地上的积极，就是你就是要拼，要打斗，你才会有成就。
The thing in on earth that we strive for is to achieve, to strive, so that you can have success.
但是你不一定要神。
But then you do not need God.
这从传道书来讲，这一种生活是很消极的。
If you look at the perspective from Ecclesiastes, this kind of life is very It's a passive.
Yeah, negative.
It's very very pessimistic.
是没有什么希望的。
It is full. It's without hope.
那世界上认为积极的想法要把它改变。
People in this world wants to be optimistic and they want to change it.
新的想法就是你一切要以神为中心。
That is, in everything you do, you have to be God-centered.
要以荣耀神为目的。
You have to bring glory to the Lord.
这样来过每一天的生活。
That you can live every day of your life.
那这种生活在外邦人看起来这是消极的。
But to the eyes of the Gentiles, this kind of lifestyle is very pessimistic.
但是在属灵上，这是积极的。
But in spirituality, this is optimistic.
为什么？
Why is
that? 因为这样的生活就不会虚空。
Because of that kind of life, you will not be meaningless.
所以有时候我们发现，为什么一个人信主很久，好像灵性上 没有什么力量。
When we see a person who has believed in the Lord for a very long time, we look at his spirituality that he does not seem to have any strength.
啊，很有可能是我们生活的目标有一点问题。
It is because there might be a problem lies in the objective of our life.
我们重新调整生活的目标，信仰就会有力量。
We can adjust the center of our life. Our spirituality will have strength.
那今天我们来查考第一章的第九节。
Today we'll study chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1 verse
9. 已有的事后来必再有，已行的事后来必再行。日光之下并没有新事。第十节。
Verse 10.
岂有一件事情人能够指着说这是新的，哪知在我们以前世代早已经有了。十一节。
Verse 11.
已过的世代没有人纪念，将来的世代后来人也不纪念。请读。
Verse 9. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything of which one can say, look, there's something new. It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. Verse 11. There's no remembrance of men of old. Even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
好，这个第九节到十一节在讲什么？
What does verse 9 to verse 11 talks about?
就是在讲我们人类的历史。
Talk about the history of mankind.
已过的世代。
The generation that has passed.
如果我们看主耶稣的家谱。
If we look at the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从大卫以前大概有四十代。
Before David, there is a generation of 40.
那以后有四十代。
And then there comes another 40 generations.
所以从亚当一直写到主耶稣降生。
From the time of Adam, it was written until the birth of the Lord Jesus.
这个就是历史。
This is being considered as history.
那在这个人类的历史里面，
In the history of mankind,
已经有的事后来必再有。
Things that has been done, will be done again.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
这是人类历史的第一个事实，日光之下没有新事。
This is the first fact of the history of mankind that there's nothing new under the sun.
那第二个事实。
The second fact.
十一节。
Verse 11.
就是已过的世代没有人纪念，将来的世代也没有人纪念。
There's no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered.
所以我们活在这个历史里面，第一个没有新事，第二个没有人纪念。
If we lived in this historic time, first, there's nothing new under the sun, and secondly, when you're a man of old, no one will remember.
那这两个事实我们没有办法改变。
These two facts are something that we cannot change.
所以要怎么去突破这个两个事实？
How can we break through the fact?
到最后只有一个答案。
At the end, there's only one answer.
就是在主耶稣里面才能够改变这两个事实。
That is, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can change the two facts.
在第九节开始在讲日光之下没有新事。
In verse 9, it talks about that there's nothing new under the sun.
真的是这样啊。
Is that so?
我们看人的一生啊。
When we look at the life of a man,
差不多是有一个方程式。
There's like a structure.
有个 formula 在。
There's a formula.
每个人都一样，你逃不开。
Everyone encountered the same experience. No one can escape.
你出生一直到二十岁、二十出头岁，就是受教育。
When you are when you're born, all the time till you're 20 something, you undergo education.
那受教育，有的教育好，有的教育不是这么好。
And you can go through different level of education.
那第二个阶段就是开始上班。
And the second stage of your life, you are started into working life.
那从二十五岁大概上到六十五岁。
You start working from the age of 25 until 65.
那在这个上班当中不断的换公司。
And while you're underemployed, you change different companies.
有时候是找更好的，有时候是被 lay off.
Sometimes it could be due to the fact that you want a better job or you could be laid off.
哦，所以平均啊，每个人大概七年换一次工作，这是美国的统计。
On average, the U.S. statistics record that every 7 years you change a job.
啊，在失去工作的时候很忧虑。
And when you lose your job, you start to be, you start to worry.
找到新的工作很高兴。
And when you find a new job, you are, pleased.
那所以这个是我们人的一个过程。
These are the, it's a process of a person.
那在这个期间就是啊，人就成家。
And during this time, men start to establish their family.
那成家以后就是小孩子。
And once they have their own family, they start to have kids.
到退休的时候，大概小孩子都出去了。
And to the time of retirement, their children has grown up and moved away.
所以这个是一个方程式，每个人都一样。
This is a formula that everyone has to go through.
到最后就是空巢，像夫妻两个人。
At the end, it will leave with just the husband and wife.
那退休又分作三个阶段。
And after you retire, it's divided into three different stages.
第一个阶段身体很健康。
If the first stage that you're very healthy,
如果财力很丰富，就到处去玩。
And you have the energy, you start to travel around.
到第二个阶段，体力开始衰退。
In the second stages, you start to degenerate in your health.
就留在家里。
So you will start to rest at home.
到第三个阶段
，the third stages,
老病死跟着来。
You start to have illnesses and you will die.
那有一天没有办法照顾自己，就到 nursing home。
And there comes a day when you're unable to take care of yourself, you will go into nursing home.
所以这个整个人生哦，到底要什么变化？差不多没有一个人能够跑出这个方程式。
And how can we transform out of this very this formula or stages that man has to go through?
所以叫做日光之下没有新事。
And that is why there's nothing new under the sun.
那在这个每个阶段当中，你就发现有一些问题。
In these stages that we go through, we notice there's problems and difficulties.
刚刚开始结婚，非常高兴。
When you just got married, you're very joyful.
但是结婚几年了。
But after a few years of marriage,
就开始发现个性不合，观念不合。
You start to realize there's differences in your personality and in your character.
婚姻就开始有问题。
And there start to have problems in your marriage.
然后就找一些心理家什么什么顾问。
And you start to go through counseling or psychiatrist to help.
快的几个月，慢的几年，到最后都是离婚。
It could be slow or it could be fast, but at the end, you will end up in divorce.
因为这是事实，这是社会上的事实。
This is a fact of life in the society.
小孩子也是一样，刚生下来很高兴。
So as it is in children, when they're born, they're very happy.
那再来长大了，开始有叛逆期。
And once they start growing up, they have this stage of being rebellious.
那接下来要怎么发展，就不是我们能控制的。
And after that, when they start to develop their own personality, it's something that we cannot control.
所以日光之下没有新事。
So there's nothing new under the sun.
我们差不多可以知道我们已经走到哪里了。
We more or less know what kind of stage we have walked.
我们也差不多可以知道下一个阶段我们要发生什么事情。
And we more or less will know that what is going to happen in the next stage of our life.
那这样的人生有时候过久的人就觉得好像失去了活力。
And after a while, men tends to feel that they lose the vitality of life.
好像没有什么新东西。
There's nothing new.
每天都是在重复这样旧的东西。
They're doing the same old thing again and again.
所以人就要去尝试新的。
Men try to experience, or experiment a new experience or new things.
尝试新的就会，到最后婚姻就发生问题，所以就外遇。
And when they try to venture and do something different, sometimes it end up that they will have an affair.
那尝试新的满足，到最后就会醉酒，到最后就是赌博，或者说用药。
Sometimes even to satisfy their desire, they go into drugs or drinking, and then towards all these bad things.
那我们一去尝试新的东西，到最后就是不断在买东西。
And when we experience new things, we keep trying to acquire all these new things.
那怎么去改变我们在历史当中没有新事这件事情？
How do we change the fact of history that there's nothing new under the sun?
使我们的人生充满新的盼望，新的体验，新的满足。
So that our life can be filled with new hope, new satisfaction.
新的人，旧的人有新的个性。
And a new man, and an old man having a new self.
旧的问题有新的答案。
An old problem can have a new answer.
旧的生命有新的意义。
And an old life can have a new meaning in life.
这个只有一个答案。
There's only one answer.
就是在主耶稣里面。
That is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣里面，人类的历史才有新的一面。
Only in the Lord Jesus Christ, the history of a man can have a new meaning.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这个地方讲在基督里。
Here it tells us that.In Christ,
we are
a new creation.
那这个新造人啊，有一个体验就是旧事已过，都变成新的。
This new creation has this experience that the old has gone, the new has come.
今天跟昨天不一样。
Today is different from yesterday.
明年跟今年不一样。
Next year is different from this year.
一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
这个这样的人生活起来就非常好。
And this kind of life will be very meaningful.
很有力量，很有意义，很有力量。
It's full of meaning and full of strength.
那到底这个在讲什么？
And what does this talk about?
我们来看几点。
We can look at a few points.
旧的生活，新的意义。
The old has gone, the new has come.
有一次，一个年长者在退休的时候，他这样说。
There's an elderly person when he was about to retire, he said these words.
他说我的孩子都已经结婚了。
He said, all my children has married.
现在我没有什么牵挂。
There's nothing for me to worry about.
我身体很健康。
I'm very healthy.
所以我现在活着只有一个目标。
Now that I have one goal in my life to live.
我要服侍神。
That is, I want to serve God.
所以有时候我们发现老人最怕的就是看到老人。
Sometimes we feel that an elderly person is afraid to meet another elderly person.
为什么？
Why?
因为你发现如果没有神，这个没有什么希望的。
Because without God, we know that there's no hope.
但是这一位退休的长者，
This retired elderly person,
我们发现他的生活有新的意义。
We can feel that his life it has a new meaning.
就是我从今要来服侍神。
That is, he will have to serve God all over again.
那这样的话，他每一天的生活就很有价值，很有意义。
So every day his life is full of meaning and full of value.
那有时候我们在虽然很年轻啊，我们的生活也可以改变。
Even though we are young, our life can be transformed.
比方说我们每一天去工作，常常觉得这个很烦。
Just
都是同样的事情。
When we're going to work every day, we feel that it is it's boring.
但是当我们在想我在我工作的地方，我要荣耀神。
But when we think that in the workplace, we have to glorify God.
神把我放在这里，一定有他更高的目的。
God has placed me in a place that he has a higher meaning behind it.
好像但以理在王宫里面荣耀神。
Just like Daniel glorified God in the palace.
那你发现旧的工作有新的意义。
We see that the old work has a new meaning.
那神要拣选世界上每一个人。
When God chose the people in this world.
所以他们放在每一个角落。
He placed them in all the corners of the earth.
当我们利用神给我们的机会来带人信主。
When we utilize the opportunity God has given us to bring people to the Lord,
我们就发现那一个工作变得很有意义。
We can see the work that we have done is full of meaning.
所以旧的生活有新的活法。
So the old life has a new meaning.
这个就是旧事已过，都变成新的。
This tells us the old has gone and the new has come.
但是这要活在基督里面。
But that is only if we lived in Christ Jesus.
所以我们的人生啊。就不会再觉得很无聊乏味。
So our life will no longer be very boring or mediocre to us.
我们看圣经里面一个人面对死亡。
We see in the Bible of how a person faced death.
斯蒂凡要被人用石头打死。
When Stephen was about to be stoned to death.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
他看到天开了。
He witnessed that the heavens of the gate is open.
保罗将要死。
When Paul was about to die,
他看到什么？
What did he see?
他看到天上荣耀的冠冕。
He saw the glory crowned in heaven.
这个都是因为他们对人生有新的活法。
This is because they have a new living hope in them.
以服侍神，以荣耀神为目标。
That they placed the objective of serving God and men.
所以在基督里面，他们就看到死亡的尽头就是天国的荣耀。
That is why in the verge of death, they see the glory of the heaven.
所以我们每一个人，特别年纪大的，应该在最后一个阶段比别人更热心。
So as we advance in age at the latter part of our life, we have to be more zealous and fervent than anybody else.
在做得到的范围，每一次聚会做得到都要出现。
If we can come. We should attend all services.
在家里面每一天要亲近神。
And in our home, we have to draw close to God every day.
那我们的人生就有新的价值，新的意义。
Then our life will have a new value and a new meaning.
新的目标。
And a new goal.
这个是在历史里面怎么去突破一切都是旧的。
This is how to break through from the history of everything that is old.
那第二个就是新的旧的问题有新的答案。
The second point is to have a new answer to the old problems.
我们有一个姐妹。
There's a sister.
她很久没有到教会了。
She hasn't been to church for a while.
后来她的先生有外遇。
And her husband start to have affair.
那一般在美国这个一定会离婚的。
In U.S., very commonly it will end up in divorce.
后来那个姐妹就开始回头回来寻找神。
And the sister turned back and came back to seek after God.
然后她就从圣经里面看到一条解决的办法。
And from the Bible, she saw a solution to solve her problems.
离婚不是解决婚姻的办法。
Divorce is not the ultimate solution to a marriage.
我们看彼得前书。
Turn to 1 Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
彼得前书三章一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，因为虽然他们不听道，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
如果我们不回到主耶稣来看我们的问题哦，你婚姻一有摩擦，到时候非常可能就是离婚结束。
If we do not return to the Lord to look at the problem, most of the marriages will end up in divorce.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们的配偶可以因为我们的品性被感化过来。
The Bible tells us that our spouse can be converted and transformed by the behavior of us.
所以，如果一个人能够在主耶稣里面一直改变自己的个性
，If a person can change his character and behavior in the Lord Jesus Christ.
像主耶稣一样的这么有爱心。
To be like Christ who has a full of love.
这么温柔，这么谦卑。
Full of humility and full of gentleness.
那不只是丈夫，有时候太太一样都可以被感化过来的。
Even this applies to both the husband and the wife.
所以这个姐妹她从圣经里面发现她的问题有一条路可以走。
So the sister from the Bible, she found that there's a way out.
她回来找神。
She came back, she returned to God.
那以后就在家里跟她先生，因为她住离开教会很远，就跟她先生每一天在网上听到。
And because she lived very far from church, Her husband and her will listen to the sermon online.
哎，后来她先生就开始信了。
And her husband start to believe.
以后就受洗了。
And he got baptized.
得圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
信仰也有体验了。
And he experienced a lot in his faith.
现在两个婚姻很好啊。
And now their marriage are very good.
所以日光之下没有新事。我们常常发现世界上的婚姻就是离婚结束。
Because there's nothing new under the sun, and that is why a lot of problems of marriage end up in divorce.
但是在基督里面,
but in Christ Jesus,
却有新的盼望。
There is a new hope.
问题是我们愿意不愿意在基督里面改变我们自己。
The problem lies whether we want to change ourselves.
我们愿意不愿意靠大有能力的神来帮助我们解决问题。
Whether we want to rely on the powerful God to solve our problems.
如果我们愿意,
if we're willing,
我们的问题就有新的答案。
Our problems will have a new answer.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord.
这是圣经讲的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是很多人的体验。
These are many experiences of the people.
看见神的荣耀，就是有新的一个路可以走。
When they witness God's glory, they see a new path.
就是好的结果。
And it will end up in a good conclusion.
我们现在来看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah
65章
65.
以赛亚书65章
Isaiah chapter 65.
17节
Verse 17.
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。18节
Verse 18.
你们当因为我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人，所喜，造其中的居民也是我所乐意。
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Verse 18. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy.
这里说神造新天新地。
Here it records that God creates the heaven and the earth.
那这个新天新地在哪里？
Where is this new heaven and new earth?
当然这是指着将来要去的地方。
This refers to the future place that we will go.
但是新天新地也指着我们的心。
But the new heavens and new earth refers to our heart.
神要在我们的心创造新的世界。
God will create a new place in our heart.
创世纪在讲神的灵运行在这个昏吞的水面上。
In Genesis, it talks about God's spirit is hovering on the surface of the earth.
接下来神开始讲话，神一讲话，什么都发生。
And when God spoke, things happen.
所以神创造天地就是两个，神的灵运行，神讲话。
When God create new heavens and new earth means that God's spirit will start to happen.
我们的生命没有更新以前，里面是一片的昏沌。
Without being regenerated, our heart is full of darkness.
但是神要创造新的。
But God will create a new presence.
第一个要被圣灵充满。
The first is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
常常祷告被圣灵充满。
And to pray always and constantly.
第二个让神来对我们讲话。
Secondly is to have God speak to us.
就是读圣经。
That is to read the Bible.
听神的道。
To listen to the word of God.
那里面就会产生新的世界。
And we will create a new heaven and a new earth in our heart.
所以外面是一天一天旧了。
The earth is getting old day by day.
你照镜子，每一天都在衰老。
If you look at the mirror, every day we are degenerating and aging.
你这个要怎么吸引人呢？
How do we attract people?
但是里面越来越新。
But in our heart, we're getting every day is getting renewed.
这个叫里面那个人会吸引人。
It's the inner person that will attract others.
为什么我们被主耶稣吸引？
Why is it that we're being attracted by the Lord?
他没有加行美容。
He does not come in beautiful form.
但是主耶稣是最美的人。
But the Lord Jesus is the most beautiful person.
你如果认识他，你会被感动，会被吸引。
If you know him, you will be attracted and you will be moved by him.
所以如果主的生命在我们里面成长。
If the life of Christ can grow in us,
我们里面就有新的世界。
In us, we will have a new heaven and new earth.
我们的配偶会被吸引。
Our spouse will be attracted.
会被感动。
Will be moved.
我们的孩子会被吸引，会被感动。
Our children will be moved and will be touched.
那我们的家庭生活就是新的。
Our family will become a new family.
这个才是真正问解决问题的方法。
This is the true solution to solve the problems.
要在基督里面创造新的世界。
That is to create a new heaven and new earth in Christ Jesus.
那这样的世界连带带来什么？
And what does this new earth and new heaven bring about?
我们看以赛亚书六十六章第十节。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 10.
六十六章第十节。
Verse 10.
你们爱慕耶路撒冷的都要与他一同欢喜快乐，你们为他悲哀的都要与他一同乐上加乐。十一节。
Verse 11.
你们在他安慰的怀中吃奶得饱，是他们丰盛的荣耀，犹如鸡奶满心喜乐。十二节。
Verse 12.
神说：我要使我的平安延及他，好像江河，使列国的荣耀延及他，如同仗义的河。你要从中享受，必蒙抱在怀里，摇在其上。
For you will rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who loved her. Rejoice greatly with her, if all you who mourn over her. Verse 11. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. Verse 12. For this is what the Lord said, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream.
这个到最后就在讲这个神的城里面充满着喜乐、平安、荣耀、丰盛。
Here it tells us that at the end, the city of the Lord will be dwell with abundance, blessing, and joy.
那个神的城就在我们心里面。
That the presence of the Lord will abide in us.
就在我们的家里面。
It will abide in our family.
这是何等美好。
This is indeed very wonderful.
所以不要让我们的生活好像越来越没有力量，什么都是旧的，没有什么好像没有什么活力。
Do not let our life be degenerate and feel like it is lacking of strength and energy.
在基督里，一切都是新的。
Because in the Christ Jesus, everything is new.
那个心是荣耀的。
The heart is full of glory.
是心喜乐的。
It is full of joy.
是有力量的。
It is full of strength.
是平安的。
It is full of peace.
那个心要成就在我们的心里面。
This heart will be planted in us.
所以历史不再是虚空。
That history will no longer be meaningless.
因为在基督里要变成新的。
Because in Christ Jesus, it will become new.
我们再回来看传道书。
Turn back to Ecclesiastes.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
已过的世代没人纪念，将来的世代也没有人纪念。
There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
如果我们问了你爸爸什么名字，大家都记得。
If we ask what is your father's last name, everyone remember.
你爸爸的爸爸什么名字？大概还记得。
And if theyYou were to ask, who's the grandfather, who's the name of the grandfather? Everyone will remember.
他的爸爸什么名字？我看大家都不记得。
But no one remembered the name of the other.
你公公的爸爸是什么名字？
Oh, the great grandfather.
大家都不记得。
No one will remember.
那再上去根本就不记得。
And if you trace further back, it's hard to remember.
那如果这样推想
，If you were to have this theory,
我们很爱孙子。
We love our grandchildren.
这很好。
This is wonderful.
孙子记得我们。
Because the grandchildren remember us.
等到孙子的儿子他就不记得我们了。
But if the grandchildren have their own children, they might not be able to remember us.
所以这是历史的事实。
This is the fact of history.
连最亲的家人，我们能够纪念的不过三代。
Even how closely needed in a generation, you can only remember up to three generations.
那过去就被忘记了。
And everything after that will be forgotten.
这是事实。
This is a fact of life.
所以有时候我们常常发现，我们在这个整个人类的历史里面。
Sometimes we ponder and look at the whole history of mankind.
为什么要存活在这个世界？
Why is it that we have to live in this world?
不管你到怎么样，到最后还是被忘记了。
Because at the end, we will be forgotten.
那有的人就想办法，我不被忘记。
And people try to find ways so that they will not be forgotten.
哦，我要留名在这个世界。
I have to establish my name in this world.
我们看诗篇的四十九篇。
Turn to Psalms 49.
诗篇的四十九篇。
Psalms 49.
十一节
verse 11.
四十九篇十一节
Psalms 49 verse 11.
他们心里思想他的家事必永存，住宅必留到万代，他们以自己的名称自己的地。
Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generation, though they had named lands after themselves.
这个第十节在讲啊，乍见智慧人死亡。
Verse 10, it says that for all can see that wise men die.
那有的人就要改变这个事实，我要名字要永远留下来。
Some people wants to change the fact, and they want to leave their name behind forever.
以自己的名称自己的地。
They want to establish their name in their own land.
但是到最后还是被忘记了。
But at the end, they're still being forgotten.
所以我们要了解一个事实，我们在这个世界上啊，好像草跟花。
So we have to understand the fact that in this world, we're just like flower or leaf.
我们人生有一个最巅峰的时刻。
Most of us or a person will have the highest peak in his life.
那个时候你很风光。
At that peak, you're full of glory or full of honor.
但是一上去就开始往下掉。
But once you're up there, you start to decline.
那花凋谢了就被扫掉，就丢到垃圾桶。
When a flower is withered, it will be tossed on the ground and be disposed.
我们很多的风光啊，都是用照片存留在一个相簿里面。
All the glory and honor we have in our life are captured in photographs in an album.
等我们离开世界。
But when we depart from this world,
我们的下一代可能就把它放到 garage.
Our next generation might put all these photos in the garage.
等我们下一代离世，我们的他的下一代可能就把它丢掉了。
And after their generation had passed, all these pictures that we had will probably be burned or disposed away.
所以在这个世界没有人纪念，这是事实。
So in this world, no one can remember other people, and this is a fact.
但是主耶稣来要改变这个事实。
But the Lord Jesus comes to change the fact.
要怎么改变？
How does he change it?
主耶稣要纪念我们。
The Lord Jesus has to remember each one of us.
所以一个人如果在世界一直想办法要让他子孙纪念他，要别人纪念他，不如改变一个方向。
If a person keep wanting his generations to remember him, why not he change a different method?
要让神来纪念我们。
We have to let God to remember us.
那这个有什么不同？
And what is the difference?
如果让人来纪念我们，
If you want people to remember you,
他会死。
The person will die.
那他纪念我们，即使他不会死，他不纪念我们，他又会对我们产生什么效用？
Because the person will also, every person will also die, and even if he remember the person who had died, what kind of how effective can it be?
也没有什么用，因为同样是人。
There's no effective method because the other person is also a person.
好，我们先来看出埃及记第二章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
以色列百姓在埃及受苦。
The Israelites suffer in the wilderness.
没有人能救他。
No one can save them.
他向神呼叫。
They cry out to the Lord.
结果神听了。
God heard them.
为什么神听？
Why did God hear them?
因为他纪念亚伯拉罕，神跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
Because God remembered his covenant with Abraham.
所以我们发现亚伯拉罕因为神纪念他，所以神的恩典就延留到他的后代。
Because God remembered Abraham, so it extends to his next generation.
所以唯一能够突破没有人在历史纪念我们的一个方法，就是进到主耶稣里面，主耶稣纪念我们。
To break through of wanting people to remember us is to enter into Christ so that the Lord can remember us.
这个纪念是永远的。
This remembrance is forever.
所以神把以色列百姓从埃及救出来，就回到迦南地。
When God delivered the Israelites from Egypt and bring them to the land of Canaan.
这是有属灵的预表的。
This is a, there's a spiritual prefiguration.
如果神今生纪念我们，
if God remember us in this life,
不但神在现在要救我们，
not only will he deliver us from today,
神将来要救我们。
God will also deliver us in the future.
要救我们进入他永远的天国。
He's going to deliver us and bring us into the heavenly kingdom.
所以怎么让神来纪念我们，这个是最重要的。
So what is very important is how we want God to remember us.
如果没有让神纪念我们，只是要人来纪念我们，这是虚空的。
If we just want men to remember us and not God, this is this life is very meaningless.
我们看路加福音二十。
Turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
就说主耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Verse 42, then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这个强盗啊，一生做了很多错事。
This robber has done many evil things in his lifetime.
但是他在生命的最后一个时刻，他做了一件对事。
But the most critical point of his life, he did the right thing.
那这件对事改变了他整个过去错误的人生。
And what he did changed his evil ways in the past.
他做了什么对事？
What is the right thing that he did?
求主耶稣在你德国的时候，求你纪念我。
He asked the Lord Jesus to remember him when he come into his kingdom.
他是人生最后一个请求。
This is his last personal plea to the Lord.
但是他这个请求，
But this plea
改变了他的一生。
Has changed his whole life.
后来他就死了。
And he died.
他也被忘记了。
He will be also be forgotten.
因为所以圣经里面没有讲那个强盗什么名字，他已经被忘记了。
The Bible did not record his name because he has been forgotten.
啊，但是主耶稣怎么说？
But what did the Lord Jesus say?
四十三节。
43.
我告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里面。
Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
所以这个强盗就进到另外一个历史。
So this robber has entered into another history.
就是天国属灵的。
That is the heaven and belongs to the spiritual kingdom.
在这个地上的历史他被忘记了。
He's forgotten in the history of earth.
但是在天上神永远纪念他。
But in heaven, God remember him forever.
这个就是我们需要追求的。
This is something that we have to strive for.
主啊，你纪念我。
God, please remember me.
我们就可以超越历史的虚空，进到永恒的历史。
So we can transcend futility and enter into the history of God.
哦，那是荣耀的历史。
That is the glorious history.
这个就是超越今生的虚空的方法。
This is to transcend the how meaningless in this world.
唱诗。
Sing him.
429首。
429.